Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of July 2020. Supreme Court has observed that people suffering from disabilities are also socially backward and are thus entitled to the same benefits as given to the scheduled castes, scheduled tribes candidates. Supreme Court has issued a circular permitting the interaction of party in person with the registrar through video conferencing mode also. Delhi High Court has rejected the plea moved by Shajil Imam challenging the decision of the trial court wherein the Delhi police was granted an extension of 3 months, beyond the statutory period of 90 days, to complete the investigation against him for offences under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967. Delhi High Court has directed the central government to file a response in plea alleging that Delhi police had violated Section 41C of the Criminal Procedure Code, 1973 by not revealing the names of the persons arrested in connection with the Delhi riots. Delhi High Court has directed the central government to file its reply to all the petitions concerning Jamia Millia University violence within 2 days. Delhi High Court has extended the operation of all the subsisting interim orders till the 31st of August, 2020, due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic situation. Karnataka High Court has held that it is perfectly lawful for the courts to record the compromise on the basis of the compromise petitions duly signed by the parties and tendered by their respective advocates before the court, even without procuring the personal presence of the parties. Supreme Court has agreed that serving notices and summons to people through instant messaging services like WhatsApp and Telegram, in addition to emails, would be legally valid. Delhi High Court has asked the central government to consider as representation a plea seeking appointment of a nodal agency to implement disaster management operations in the National Capital Region areas having powers under the Disaster Management Act, 2005. Bombay High Court has granted bail to a man accused of killing his own daughter for marrying against his wishes, noting that it was undisputedly a case based on circumstantial evidence. Bombay High Court has directed the Aurangabad District Central Cooperative Bank to disburse crop loans to farmers immediately without insisting on payment of interest, which has been waived off by the government. Bombay High Court has issued notice to the State and Centre in a public interest litigation seeking directions to evolve a special mechanism for revealing names of COVID-19 patients for the benefit of the public at large so that one can stay away from such people and go to the doctor at the initial stage of contraction of the virus. Bombay High Court has directed the National Investigation Agency and state government to take instructions regarding the prevailing conditions in Baikulla Jail and the social distancing measures being implemented in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to conduct mass testing in the entire state, particularly in high-risk cities of Gautam Buddha Nagar, Ghaziabad, Meerut, Agra, Bareilly, Kanpur Nagar, Lucknow and Varanasi. Madras High Court has pulled up the centre and the Tamil Nadu government on account of the fact that Siddha medicine is not being given its due recognition by the Department of Ayush or the state in the cure of COVID-19. Madras High Court has directed the state government to provide ration supplies to migrant labourers after satisfying that they are really migrant labourers, irrespective of whether they have ration cards or not. Karnataka High Court has held that a borrower is entitled to seek loan moratorium on the basis of the Reserve Bank of India's circular, on the ground that the non-grant of it would affect the continuity of business. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the Automotive Research Association of India, ARAI, on a petition filed against grant of certificate to certain battery-operated vehicles in violation of the Central Motor Vehicle Rules, 1989. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that the provisions of the Muslim Women, Protection of Rights on Marriage, Act, 2000, 2019 are applicable only against the husband and not against in-laws. Madhya Pradesh High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation against TikTok, observing that it has become infructuous. Kerala High Court has granted bail to an advocate clerk in a case registered on the basis of a complaint by a family court judge that he had interrupted the court proceedings and had used filthy language at a police constable. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has issued notice to the Union Territory Administration on a public interest litigation seeking to declare Hindi as an official language in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Gujarat High Court has granted anticipatory bail to a person accused under the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989, observing that since the accused did not know the identity of the victim, the bar placed on pre-arrest bail in the special law will not apply. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Chennai has ruled that Section 10A of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016, IBC, which bars the initiation of insolvency proceedings against a defaulter, will be applicable to pending applications with respect to defaults arising on or after the 25th of March, 2020.